Next on News for the Soul, Bridging Realms with Becca. Becca believes our pain has the power to set us free if we are brave enough to access it. As is a survivor of sexual, physical, and emotional abuse, she used shadow work and her ability to communicate with spirit in the unseen realms to move through helplessness, self-blame, and humiliation and reclaim her life. Through training in energy healing and shadow work, energy tantra, and archetypal embodiment, Becca now uses her knowledge to empower other women to unleash their own power, speak their truth, and reclaim full acceptance of who they are. Please welcome Becca back to News for the Soul.
Hi-ho, my children. How was your eclipse? Are you still alive? What's going down? My name is Becca. I am a survivor shadow work and sassy badass. And the little dude on the little recording already told you that I use this work that I have, the stuff I've actually been through to do the work I do with other women. and a lot of the stuff that I focus on, shadow work focuses on shame, humiliation, all this stuff and parts of ourselves we're unwilling to look at, and shows you that there is actually power in the places that you keep yourself from or that go hidden, thus shadow, da-da-da. Anyway, so today has been a little bit of a hot mess for me, and I'm flying around like a crazy person doing lots of things, got here, and I don't know that I really got a complete subject, so we're going to see how this goes. Spirit usually gives me, here's what you're talking about, and I didn't necessarily get a complete picture of that today, probably because I was unavailable for that. But today we're kind of going to talk about holding back and following the only voice that matters. So during today's show, if you have any questions about where this might be showing up in your life, you want some help or illumination about it, please feel free to call in and chat with me, and you can do so at 646-595-4274. As long as dyslexia made that okay. You can ask to either speak to me live on the show, or you can just drop your question with the person who answers the phone, and they will get it to me, and I will answer it live on the show. All right. So here we go. I got to figure out where I want to start here. Bibbidi bop, I'm feeling eclipse energy. So let's talk about this first. Yay, astrology. There's been some crazy crap going around. And there's a lot of information out there, and I know what I've been noticing. I don't know if you guys have been noticing this too, but a lot of the people that I used to follow that were, you know, about support and love and light and how we can support ourselves, bolster ourselves, give ourselves more power, connect to these things that are going on. Even a lot of my people that I followed on that are starting to get a little bit fear-based, okay? And there's been a lot of random crap that I've heard about this eclipse leading up to it, like people all over the place. The sun was going to be blotted out for 3 to 5 days. Like just so many crazy crap, mass like sacrifices, like people are really trying to put fear into a lot of the places that we find comfort. And the opportunity that this eclipse energy is actually giving us, and the Mercury retrograde with it, by the way, if you know and love that phrase or hate it, whatever it is, it's literally about sloughing off everything that you don't want to experience anymore and everything that isn't an integral part of who you are or who you want to be and where you're going, okay? So I've been surrounded by a lot of people that they're in their own shadow right now. So they're like stressed out. Things are coming up for them in relationships, in I'm losing my home, in I don't know what to do about this. There's always some kind of catastrophe that is happening for a lot of people right now. And so the first question I'm going to ask you, because this also has to go with holding back. And what I want to talk to you about that is how we hold ourselves back. So these two go very hand in hand, okay? How do you react to shit that comes up and blocks your path? Things that seemingly derail you, bad news that you might get, or upsetting stuff, okay? I'm literally asking you right now to kind of like answer that. What's your go-to? You get bad news about something, and I'm not talking about like somebody's dying. Again, yes, you're going to be sad. But I'm talking about, do things constantly show up in your path that like put you in a place where it's like, well, of course that happened. Everything bad always happens to me, right? Are you somebody who goes that route? Are you somebody who goes a different route? Like, and I'm not judging you here again, as always. I'm just asking the question. Because if we're talking about holding back, I'm talking about holding back so that we can talk about how to open up, okay? There's two sides to every coin. So right now, the negative stuff that might be coming up for you, or if you look at it that way, is coming up for a good reason, all right? It is coming up to make you go, oh, God, I really don't want this anymore, right? And maybe you guys have been, you know, you've been saying that this whole time, like if this has been happening for years and God, I don't want this anymore. But here's the difference, okay? Here's a way we hold ourselves back, again, subconsciously. We don't necessarily know we're doing this when we do it. Something negative comes up and it's like, oh, man, that thing again. I can't ever catch a break, right? That's the first thing I say. I just told myself I don't want out, okay? Very subtle. But when I agree that I am a victim to my circumstances and that I am helpless and powerless to do anything about it, I'm telling the universe, I want more. Bring me more shit that I'm powerless about. Bring me more shit that I can't control. Because my belief is everything's out to get me and there's no way out. And as long as I continue to choose that belief, that is going to continue to be my reality. Okay? I know you guys probably all heard this before in very different ways, manifestation techniques, yada, yada, yada. This is, there is a passion around this because there is access to the ability to completely shift this right now in each of us. And if you can start to choose a new way around things, different, a whole different trajectory can happen for you, okay? So I'm going to give you an example of some stuff that happened to me. Or for me. I was at my brother's 50th birthday in Palm Springs this last week, and I like knocked a glass over on the table. It shot everywhere. And of course I found myself apologizing because, hey, I didn't mean to do it. And before I would normally beat myself up and go, oh my God, I totally screwed up. I'm going to get in trouble. My parents are going to yell at me, blah, 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 blah. That was my old reaction. And I would beat myself up for it for probably at least a week going, God, I really screwed this up. Because if I got shamed by my parents for doing it, I'm going to shame myself. That was my unconscious pattern, okay? But the funny part was, not only did I break a glass, but everywhere we went for 4 days out of the 5 that I was there, there was a glass broke. Like someone somewhere broke a glass. And that's never happened to me. And I'm like, day 1, day 2, day 3, day 4, like bam, bam, bam. And we only went out to dinner. Every time we went out to dinner, glass broke, glass broke, glass broke, glass broke. I broke a glass. Somebody else broke a glass. It was just hysterical to me. And here's what I now believe about this. I looked at that and I went, wow, that doesn't normally happen. 5 glasses breaking. What I actually believe that is for me is I'm breaking patterns, shattering old ways of being, and hippity-hoppity myself to a new timeline. That's literally what I believe. And after that eclipse happened for me, all of a sudden I'm feeling all this energy, all this receiving, all this like so much good energy coming in my direction. I feel it because I believe it. And it is hard to change your belief system if you come from a place of trauma. So this is why I say your trauma may have convinced you there's something bad or wrong with you, right? Whoever harmed you, whatever you grew up with, all of that jazz may have put a belief in your head. There's something bad with me. There's something wrong with me. I can't do anything right. We all have one of these. I should have never been born. We all have one of these, you know, core wounds at the center of our being. So right now with this eclipse, I'm asking you, do you want to shift that? And are you willing to try breaking the patterns of your own identity to do it? I know I said something really big there. It could be really scary. I'm not asking you to rip your face off and become a new person. I'm asking you to change the belief that you're holding that defines who you are, but holds you back. Okay? Sometimes we can be getting something from the negative stories we tell ourselves. We can get a payoff, right? I had a client this morning. We were talking about this. And we were talking about the martyr situation, you know. She had a martyr situation where it's just like, well, you know, my husband never, you know, I'm always there to help him when he needs, but he never shows up and asks me what I need. And I'm like, right. I said, so how often do you ask for help? And she's like, oh, how often do you ask for that? Because he's not psychic. Oh, well, I don't want to ask for help. Right. Well, then you're never going to get it. Okay. So do you see what I'm, this is, and this unconscious pattern for her. I'm too proud. I'm the one that holds everybody up. Therefore, it's weak to ask for help. I'm not going to ask for help or ask to be seen. Okay? This is how we can hold ourselves back unconsciously. One of the many million ways this is up. Right? This is also one of mine, so this is why I know it really well. I have martyr wound big time. And I used to hide behind holding the world up. Being the go-to person that everybody needs, but never asking for what I need in return, right? If I have to ask for help, I'm being helpless. But anybody else who asks for my help, am I treating them as helpless? No. Well, then why should it be true for me and not for them? Because if I create the belief that I'm helpless when I ask, but people who ask for my help are not helpless, I'm creating like a narcissistic hierarchy, right? Negative or positive, it's still my own narcissism that says, no one can be as bad as I am, right? That's how I make myself special. If I'm the one that's the worst in the room, that's how I used to be safe. If I was the worst in the room, I was safe. That's what my unconscious belief system told me. And when I started to realize that, I'm like, oh, God, this is bullshit. But there's a automatic piece of my nervous system that would react to make sure that I told everyone that I was the worst. Well, my story is the worst than yours. My story is worse than yours. Well, this is so that I could feel safe. And my autonomic nervous system was like, until they believe I'm the worst, I'm not okay. This is tied into our bodies, body-mind connection. This is what we're talking about. It's why we are compelled to do behaviors that we wish we could stop, right? Any of you out there, I'm sure there's a lot of you that are compelled to do things that you wish you didn't do, and you're wondering, why am I compelled to do it? The reason you feel compelled to do it is because it creates a safety for you. Okay? Breathe. I know I move fast. And I'm very passionate about this, so I just kind of tend to bulldoze through it. So just take a deep breath with me. The reason you are compelled to do something is because it brings you safety. Okay? So in order to undo these places that you don't want to be reacting from compulsion or subconsciousness, you got to start changing that need. And unfortunately, you have to look at it. You have to dive deeper into it to really shift it. You can't just go, oh, I'm going to change my pattern and I'll do something else. There's no bypass here. Okay? This is one of the reasons that I actually love shadow work. You cannot bypass. There's no bypassing your pain if the pain needs to be felt. There's no pretending you're doing better than you actually are. Shadow work is about honesty. With myself, with ourselves, and with others in places that feel safe with us for others. But first and foremost, it is absolute honesty with ourselves. And in order to be that honest, I have to explore my own depths. I have to know where my demons are and my scary things are, because if I don't, and somebody outside, say mom, can push my button because she does, now I'm powerless. If I know where my button is that she's going to push, and she's going to push my shame button for like, oh, my God, I can't believe you just threw that glass at me. Are you kidding? Well, I didn't. I knocked it over. It was an accident. Oh, how many times are we going to go through this? You know, I'm going to feel shame. And if I don't agree with her that I should be shamed, that's not going to happen. She can throw, oh, my God, what is wrong with you all the time? And I'm like, wow, mom, it was a mistake. I don't care what she says. I don't care how she demonizes me, because none of what she's telling me is about me. It's about her need to control what just happened. for her safety. And I know that. So now she has no power over me by shaming me. She literally can't do it because I've gone to the bottom of my depths. I have looked at the stuff that I feel shame over. I have gone into that shame, felt that shame, learned that that shame had a message for me about here's how I'm trying to help you grow, and came out the other side. No one is going to shame me into anything. The only place they have any kind of control with shame and humiliation are the places in myself where I agree that I deserve it. This is how we hold ourselves back. Okay? It's one of the ways that we hold ourselves back. So where do you feel compelled? Where are you compelled to do something that actually feels like it's betraying yourself? Where in your life does that show up? If you have pens and paper, I would say write this stuff down because this is gold for you guys. This is places to hang out, okay? Where do you hold yourself back from saying something that you want to, from showing up how you want to, but you just go silent? Where are you holding back right now? Where are you holding back in any kind of like romantic relationship you have? Where are you staying silent? And I'm just going to say this because I know he can't deal with it. So does it betray you every time you just say that? What is it you really want to say? That's getting honest with you. And every time you shut up to make somebody else feel better or silence yourself to make somebody else feel better, my question to you, is it harming you? Right? We do all this stuff to make it easier for other people. And sometimes that's true, but sometimes we're doing it to make it quote unquote easier for other people, but it's really because we don't want to show up or we're scared to show up, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you've got to face the fear and actually show up. That's what shadow work is asking you to do. This is why you keep getting presented with the same scenario over and over again. And if you keep choosing the same way of hiding yourself, staying small, staying silent, you're not breaking the pattern. And if you want to shift this, you got to break that freaking pattern, which means you've got to show up for you as the most important person in your life. You got to put your heart first and foremost in your life. You're living your life for you. It is your experience. You're not living your life to please somebody else. You're not living your life to get accolades from somebody else, fit in a box so that they love me. Screw that shit. My life force is mine. And the first thing I'm going to do is make sure I'm okay. How am I feeling? Do I want to do that thing or do I not? And I'm going to say yes or no based on what I feel, not based on what somebody else wants to hear from me. But if you're locked in this pattern that you've just been that unconscious for so long, years, decades, whatever, it gets more difficult to break that pattern because it's gone into shadow, meaning so subconscious that you're just reacting from there. There's no consciousness around it. You're not aware. You're reacting from, I need safety. This is what my safety looks like. So I'm just going to say what they need to hear so I can stay safe. Right now, this eclipse is going shine, shine, shine. Be your authentic you. Be your, fly your freak flag. Be your big self. Do you. The universe is begging you to show up right now. So you're going to be in one of like maybe, I don't know, three places is what just rolls off the top of my head. Either you're getting rid of what no longer serves you, calling in what does serve you, or are observing that you're in a whole new weird space right now that you can't even define. Okay? All of this is totally cool. We're all in different places on our journey. The more that you can release the need to know, control, stay safe, quote unquote, from things that aren't actually threats, by the way. Okay, every time I say that, I want to make sure I quantify that. If you are actually in an unsafe situation, I'm not telling you to pretend you're not you know what I'm trying to say. I can't get that right. Double negative. If you're unsafe, then yes, do what you have to do to stay safe. If you're not unsafe and your system is telling you you're unsafe when you're not, this is time to break that pattern. It's a safe time to look at this, okay? That's what I want to wake up the world from here, is all these places where we are just looking to stay safe, and we're still reacting to a fear that maybe hasn't been with us for 20, 30 years, but our whole entire nervous system is reacting as if it is here right now. It never left. That is, we're trapped. If you're in that space, you're trapped. And from this space, we do things. We react from compulsion to stay safe. When do we get to start choosing to be in our life force and have fun and choose what I want and make choices around what feels good to me without worrying about safety or fear or control, right? And it's going to be a different place for each of you. But the opportunity is there for all of you. And the first thing you want to do is learn how to be patient with yourself. I have a lot of friends who are like, why can't it just be this way? Or why can't it be that way? Why is it always this way? Okay. If that's your mantra throughout life, you're never gonna reach any intended goal because you're always looking forward or backward. You are never in the now. When is it going to change? When am I going to catch a break? When is it going to shift? What that is not looking at the present moment. It's not being present with what is and accepting what is happening in the moment. May not be super exciting, and that's okay. A lot of the times this isn't. This is a catalyst that wakes you up out of this. If you can learn to accept what's going on in the negative, like wherever negativity is, just the word I'm going to use, is showing up for you. If you can start to accept it and work with what's here rather than wish you were somewhere else, you are going to have more power of choice in your life. Because what this thing is that keeps coming up is spirit going, hey, there's a lesson I need you to learn. I'm beating you over the head with it, and you keep trying to run from it, change it, shift it, fix it with your mind. Why are you dissing me? Sit down, grab a cup of tea, and let's have a conversation. That's what that's about. So instead of running from it, changing it, and trying to fix it, if you can just sit with the discomfort and go, I know this isn't going to kill me. It's just maybe going to make me have some emotions that I'm not so comfortable with. No one has died from an emotion. I mean, yes, people die from broken hearts, but this is different. This is workable stuff. Okay? And the other piece of shadow work is being able to feel your range of emotions. You're limited. If you're holding yourself back from crying, having anger, having rage, having joy, being in play, you're being limited. You're limiting your range of emotion. And the more limited you are, the more constraint you feel, the smaller you feel, the more depressed you're going to get, the further down you go, the more you try to create safety, blah, 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 spiral into hell. Can you see where I'm at? The more range of emotion you allow yourself to play with, express, enjoy, allow, and give yourself permission and accolades that you felt them, boom, oh my God, I'm not afraid of this anymore. I feel more like me than I ever have. Yeah. Because you've got the full range of emotion in you and you're no longer afraid of it. Boom. Power number one. What's next? What else is possible here that I haven't looked for or I haven't seen? Spirit, show me what's here. Your whole life will transform. Your whole inner landscape of who you are and how you identify yourself will shift for the better, more toward what you want. Because it's going to put you in touch with more honesty, integrity, and truth about yourself and all the places that you don't know what you're holding or feeling so that you can know yourself better and then make choices based on that information. Like, oh my God, I'm a martyr. Shit. Oh yeah, I totally have saved the world complex. And at this point, I was like, but I'm never going to admit that I need help. Well, hell. You know, at first I had to get over myself that that's what I, you know, that I'm like, well, how am I going to change that? this is going to shift all my relationships. And if that's you, yep, it will. This, everything will shift relationships, because people who have known you in the ways that you have been, where you've been hiding, keeping yourself small, or any of that crap, the minute you shift it into, hey, I speak my truth, I do this stuff, yeah, it's going to break the patterns of relationship you guys were holding, right? It's going to shift the pattern. I could rely on you to stay small and be quiet. Now all of a sudden you're mouthing off and telling me how you feel. I don't know if I can be friends with you. Okay, great. Well, then you're a friend I don't want to have. I'm going through a growth period. I'm shifting. I've noticed here's where I've been holding back, and I'm choosing to show up now. So if my showing up now is a problem for you, then yeah, this is probably not going to work out, unless you're still willing to go through my new experience of who I am in this moment with me now. But I reserve the right to shift, change, and do whatever the fuck I want whenever the fuck I am. I'm here for me, not you. So your choice, right? This work has the power to completely transform your life. And there are so many people that are bogged down by staying in safety, thinking that they're serving themselves. And it just makes me cry. It makes me so sad, because there's so much of your power, so much of your heart under there that is like begging, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. I want to play, I want to do this, and I want you guys to have the experience where you are just celebrated for who you really are and who you want to be. But every time that I've come out of one of these things, like I talk about the identity pieces, right? I identified myself as a martyr. I mean, I didn't, who likes to say, I'm a martyr? Like, I wasn't doing that, but I was like, yeah, I can take a beating, I can do this. And I was, there's a pride around that for me. Right? And that was my identity. Here's how I'm a badass. Right? And I take pride in that. Now, if I have to let that go, that means I have to mourn the fact that I'm not a badass. No. But I have to let go of this big, giant badass mask I was hiding behind to find out the truth of what is who I really am. Because as long as I'm not asking for help, I was leaving out connection. My big sing song of what I wanted in my life was, God, why won't some, you know, why can't I create friends that want to stay? Why does everyone leave me? Because there wasn't any quality in there. I was holding, you can need me, but I don't need you. That's not fair. And it certainly doesn't leave room for me to be held. Because if I'm not going to ask for it, I'm not going to get met there. I'm only going to say, I'm here to hold all of you until you're done with me. That's literally what my energy was saying, until I recognized it, got over myself, went through the whole grief around losing my identity of badass, martyr, whatever the hell I was calling it at that time, and how that showed up in my body. This is a process. It doesn't just happen overnight. And then went, hey, friends, I've realized that I have built in an inequality in our relationship, and I did not know it until right now. And I noticed that I don't ask for help. I don't ask to be held. I don't ask to be witnessed. I am there for all of you, because that's how I have stayed safe, is to keep you all at arm's length and out of my shit, because that's how I've been wounded in the past. But I'm willing to try a new way of being, because I now know I hold all my own shit. No one can harm me unless I allow it. And so I'm asking, are you, will you still be available? Because I'm about to change me, and changing me changes our relationship. Are you available for that? And if not, I completely understand. Right? But here we go. So I'm bringing honesty, more honesty to the table. It isn't something I have to hide. The minute I can recognize I'm going through a shift, you know, sometimes it's like I'm going through a shift. I don't even know what it is right now. Yeah, I'm behaving differently because I don't know. You know, I can't tell you. I haven't figured it out yet. I don't know. But you're right. There's things that are changing in me. And, you know, will you hang with me? It's just about communication. Okay. What else did I want to talk about? Okay, the only voice that matters. That's right. So we did holding back, right? Following the only voice that matters. Here we go. You probably already guessed where I'm going. The only voice that matters is yours. So the more that we get down to the uncovering the honest truth about who you are, what you like and what you don't like, what you want and what you don't want, what you're willing to tolerate and what you won't tolerate, and where you're willing to compromise, depending on what's comfortable with that in relationship. When you get to that, this is about following what's true for you, because you are living your life. If you are living your life for other people and someone else, you are not honoring the only voice that matters. And breathing, right? There is a little girl or a little boy in all of us that goes, I want this, but I want this. And when trauma happened, in order to stay safe, we started betraying that little inner one because we had to grow up quick. So their needs didn't matter. And that's what we learned in trauma. The voice, your little one doesn't matter. Right? That's the message we received. So we learn to do that to ourselves. It's time to undo that shit. Because that inner little one in each of us is the one who's got the power to go, I want this. I want that. I like this. I don't like this. They know themselves. Opening back up to that inner child in you has the absolute ability to shift everything as well. Like all these little aspects of who we are, like there's a whole system that I run you through that goes through all of these different places where we unlock power. An inner child is one of them. There's like 5 places. Inner child is one of the first ones that we start with because that little one's voice matters. And that is the inner voice that has the chance to live your life in your body again. Does this make sense? Not as a small, tiny person, but as the only voice that matters. Okay? Can you feel that? Like some people's hearts just exploded. I felt that. Yeah. Yeah, you guys. This is serious shit. I get so excited about this. But this is like, if you are feeling this at all, this is the tip of the iceberg of the power that this work can help you. This is how it can help you. It can unravel things, put you back in the places where your truth is the only truth that matters, and push, like, you're able to see yourself through all this crap that has gotten in your way between you and your inner child, the one of you that knows what's true for you and the one of you that's been surviving. There's a pathway back to them. They're still there. If you're like me, you thought you killed them off. You did not kill them off. They just went underground and they've been hiding from you because they knew it was safer if you thought you killed them off. So they do what you say. Again, this is how the universe works. Even my subconscious. When I tell it what I want, it will do it. Somewhat. Unless it goes against my direct safety. Okay. So here's another question for you. Where do you silence the voice that matters within you? Where do you notice that that happens in relationship, at work, with your parents, in connection, maybe even in connection with spirit or whatever you believe around that, spirit, God, universe, all of that. Right? Pick one space. Just one space. This isn't about fixing it and showing it up and I have to get here by Friday. Like, no, these questions are deep dive questions. If you follow these questions, like surrender yourself to the energy of the question and the energy of what is showing up in your system around one of these spaces for you that's arising. Right? So maybe it's, oh my God, I silence this voice at work and in my relationship and the bedroom and with spirit. Okay, well, don't overwhelm yourself. Pick one. Pick the one that weighs most on your heart, right? Because this is, we, in shadow work, this is about feeling what's true, not about what we think is going to get us the answer or the prize or the whatever. Screw that. What is the first, okay, there we go. We got some decisions. So what is the first place you want to work with, okay? Whichever one feels, you feel most drawn to, okay? And just get curious. Allow yourself the space to get curious. Dump right and wrong out of your vernacular right now, right? There's no way to do this right. There's no way to do this wrong. It is an individual path for each of you into the way spirit works with you through this work, okay? Because when you ask these questions, you're asking subconscious, you're asking the unknown. It's just the unknown in you, and the unknown in you is connected to the unknown, period. Spirit, it's just the underworld is what I call it, which is everything, magic, spirit, all of it. It opens a gate and it opens a doorway. And if you give that permission to move in your life and you can surrender, and instead of having to control the steering wheel and drive the freaking car and get in the back seat, kick your heels up and let it drive for a while, you are going to find some crazy awesome shit happening in your life. You're going to get answers where you didn't know there were answers. You're going to get feelings that you didn't know were down there. You're going to get led to what's next for you. If we strangle the hell out of the steering wheel, a spirit's like, fine. They're not going to fight you for it. They're going to be like, dude, when you're, you know, let me know when you're ready. I'm just going to, I'll sit in the back until you're ready to let go. I got all day. I got forever. Right? Just let more questions arise around these places. Why? What do I think will happen if I follow that voice? What am I afraid of? If I follow that voice in this situation, I'm afraid, and just list it. List them all. Now you know what fears to look at. And each of those fears can be another spiritual relationship if you allow it. They can each be another teacher for you. This isn't about like get in the hole and cry and bleed until you're done. That's not that's not what shadow work is. It's the opportunity to work with an intelligence, a force that is in you that you call shame, humiliation, fear, anger, terror. It's in every single one of those fears that you listed on that paper when I asked you the last question. This is how you can work with spirit. What does this, like I did freaking months with shame. Or I just go into the, I pull up things that made me feel shameful, feel that feeling in my body, and then call shame in front of me and ask her, what is it you're trying to show me? What is the gift that you're trying to give me throughout this? Because this feels like shit. And she's like, yeah, it does feel like shit. How does it feel to be at the bottom of this? I'm like, I feel small. I feel silent. I feel like I'm choking on my own tongue. Like I can't speak. I want to hide. Yeah. And what do you want to hide from? I don't want to be humiliated again. I don't want someone to take my joy away. Oh, there we go. You think they're going to take your joy away? Oh, is that happening now? No, I'm in a group of women on a women's group surrounded by people and somebody just asked me what's wrong and all of a sudden this whole reaction came up in my body where I couldn't speak, I couldn't move and I'm like screaming shut up in my head but I can't get my mouth to work. Because I didn't want the attention. Oh, well, so what's happening right now? I'm ashamed because I'm being seen. Well, fuck. Total tears in my eyes. Because what I really wanted to be was seen. But I had so much shame growing up with the trauma that I experienced that anytime I got seen, I got in trouble. I got hit. I didn't realize that was what was going on because being seen is a subtle thing. When you're little, you don't know that. So now anytime somebody sees me having an emotion that isn't, you know, about like me being there for them, I have shame in my body. It's showing up. How dare you be seen? Whack. Oh, shit. What is that? What's happening here now? No. When was the last time that happened? 30 years ago? Okay. Do you see how you're trapped, Becca? Yeah. Like, this is what shame's trying to show me. You want to be seen, right? Yeah. All right. Let's do the work. Because right now you have shame around being seen. Your throat locks up when people see you. You can't talk. You hide. You go silent. And you can't move and you freeze up. That's trauma. That's not your true reaction to being seen. Oh. Oh. Okay. Clear the trauma. And now it's like, oh, being seen. Okay. Whole different experience. But can you see? I'm trying to give you guys examples of the through line of how this work works. And I get that I'm giving it to you in a tiny little sound bite here that's like, yeah, 5 minutes of this. But I mean, in truth, that transformation that I went through with shame took, you know, from when I was 3 all the way up until I was about 37. And then I started making it work for me through how I used spirit to work with my shame. How spirit came through shame to work with me is a better way to say that. Because I said, shame, be my teacher. Shame, what are you trying to gift me with? And if you do this, it can really work amazing in your life. And these things are like shame, FYI, just so you've got a baseline for this. I'm viewing shame as a spiritual teacher. Okay. I'm not asking my system, what does shame feel like in my body? You should be ashamed of this. You should be ashamed of that. My shame was never telling me you're bad. You're wrong. You should hide under a rock. That's not me working with divinity. That's me working with the demons in my head that are trying to front themselves as the divinity I'm trying to work with. Okay. So when I'm asking spirit and these parts of spirit, how I parse them out, be my teacher, show me what is the gift in this? What do I need to know? It's never talking to me in a punitive, demeaning manner. These energies are lifting me up. They're showing me the truth of myself. They're showing me where I can't see my own light. And that is how I heal. Once I see that light, the grief comes and I release what I've been holding on to behind identity of crap and horrible things I used to tell myself about me. That it's like, oh my God, I see that I'm way more than that. And now it's time to grieve the martyr. It's time to let go of the tough girl. Because the truth is I'm the open-hearted girl that just speaks her truth, period. Until that shifts again. All right, my sassy people. I love you guys. Thank you so much for showing up today. And again, if you have any questions or whatnot or want more of this, I'm here every second and fourth Wednesday of the month right now. And you can email me at, what is it? Oh, okay. I just got emailed me questions. So I didn't realize those didn't come through the text today and I apologize. So maybe I'll try answering those next week. So apologies that I did not receive that information. But you can always email me at hello@darkgoddessacademy.com. You can follow me on Instagram if you want to. I haven't been on Instagram a lot. At Becca Honeycutt. And find me there. I've got a shop on Dark Goddess Academy that's got inner child work stuff, a bunch of free resources for you guys. So if you want any of that, just go to darkgoddessacademy.com and go to the shop and check out what's there. I'm totally here for you guys. I love you awesome people. And killed it. It's all good. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
the Soul begins its 27th year in January 2024. Find out our latest news at newsforthesoul.com.